On va parler dans À la une en Israël de savoir que faire pour lutter contre le syndrome post-traumatique en Israël et les suicides qui en découlent, bien malheureusement. Alors Lise, ce matin, pour nous en parler, vous êtes avec Oren Orbetoun, ancien commandant de l'unité des infiltrés et fondateur de Trauma for Good.
Oren, shalom.
Shalom, bokeh tov, good morning.
Merci d'être avec nous ce matin. Oren, de nombreux soldats israéliens sont victimes de syndrome post-traumatique et vous qui avez fondé une association qui s'appelle Trauma for Good et vous avez vous-même souffert de syndrome post-traumatique, est-ce que vous trouvez qu'Israël s'améliore sur ce sujet? We know it's obvious that a lot of soldiers who had combat in Gaza recently have PTSD. Do you think Israel has done better in the last months to try to help them, Oren?
Okay, so good morning. Basically, in Israel, there's already 10,000 veterans, soldiers, from Israel, from IDF, suffering from PTSD. Okay, in Gaza war, what we have at the moment from October 7, we thinking about there's going to be more than 30% from the injured soldiers going to suffer from PTSD about the Haravot Barzel war. So the situation is really, really bad, and I don't think the government understood what's going to happen. It's going to be a tsunami of people from PTSD suffering, and it's not just the people suffer from PTSD, it's also the family, the children, and everything they're going to do, it's definitely, you know, the IDF do the best to do, but they need more people to work and support those people. And I know they're trying to do the best, but it's not enough. Irgun Nechei Tzal do the maximum they can do from people who suffer from PTSD, also Agaf HaShikum, but still not enough to assist them and to help them.
Alors, en fait, il existait déjà avant cette guerre plus de 10 000 vétérans, plus de 10 000 soldats de l'armée israélienne qui souffraient de ce syndrome post-traumatique. Et avec la guerre à Gaza et le 7 octobre, on a peur qu'il y en ait plus de 30 000. Et donc, bien sûr que le gouvernement comprend que c'est un enjeu important, d'autant plus que c'est vraiment un défi au sens où ces gens, pour beaucoup d'entre eux, ont aussi des enfants. Donc, non seulement il y a leur syndrome, mais il y a leur famille à gérer. Et bien sûr, le gouvernement essaye de faire le maximum, mais ils auraient besoin d'avoir plus de personnes qui travaillent sur ce sujet. Ça n'est pas assez. Il faut aussi s'occuper de la rééducation de tous ces soldats. Et donc, malgré la bonne volonté, oui, c'est compliqué. A lot of survivors from Nova Festival also, Oren, are suffering from PTSD. And some of them are going every day to do oxygen treatment and things like that. But they are still in a very bad shape. How can they go out from this loop? De nombreux survivants du festival Nova souffrent aussi également énormément de syndrome post-traumatique. Nombre d'entre eux font des traitements dans des caissons à oxygène tous les jours jusqu'à maintenant depuis le 7 octobre. Est-ce qu'il y a un moyen de les sortir de cet enfer, Oren?
Yes, it's true. I know personally many of the festival Nova survivor, which get had an injured, bad injured, and also a PTSD feelings very badly, and they go in the place they send them, you know, to have the treatment and everything. But unfortunately, and I said it in deep pain of my heart, because I knew that, and I knew some few of them also commit suicide. Some of them cannot continue the life after what they saw, after they suffer. And still, if you don't give them right treatment and direction. Not it's not just the treatment; it's also to show them the how to continue the life, how to back to the reality of your life. You know, if you not give them the right direction, and you're not going to be with them, the some of them they take their lives back. You know, they commit suicide, and it's very very bad. It's very sad for all of us.
Alors oui, c'est vrai. Je connais malheureusement plusieurs survivants de Nova qui ont eu des blessures compliquées et dont beaucoup d'entre eux souffrent aussi du syndrome post-traumatique. Ils vont effectivement dans des endroits pour se faire soigner, mais je dois le dire avec une grande tristesse, beaucoup d'entre eux n'arrivent pas à reprendre le contrôle et ils se suicident. Il ne s'agit pas seulement de les soigner du syndrome post-traumatique, mais aussi de leur apprendre à revenir à la vie, à revenir à la réalité, à continuer à vivre, mais à leur donner la bonne direction. Et c'est très difficile et c'est très triste pour nous tous. On this particular Oren, in Tel Aviv this weekend, a very sad event occurred. A young soldier from Gaza who was badly injured and who lost his legs just commit suicide. He tried already the week before, so he warned everybody and they couldn't stop him from doing it again. And this time he succeeded. Justement, à propos de ça, Oren, un incident très compliqué à Tel Aviv ce week-end. Un jeune homme qui avait été très fortement blessé à Gaza et qui avait perdu sa jambe s'est suicidé. Il avait déjà essayé de se suicider la semaine dernière. Il en avait été empêché par des habitants de son immeuble. Et cette fois-ci, il ne s'est pas raté.
I can tell you something about that. The situation is like that. Imagine it's a young soldier's 18, 19, 20 years old. We were, you know, fighting against the terrorists in Gaza and get a bad, very bad injured, lost his two legs. He's back home. They treat him, okay, they give him the right prosthesis from his legs. Okay, now he can walk. Mm. What is the big problem? Is the mental problem. Because when you suffer from PTSD, you cannot put a prosthesis in your soul. There's no prosthesis for your soul. And then the people cannot see it because it's like a pure disease. You know, it's something you cannot see it. And the guy suffered very, very, very badly. And he worrying about it. He's trying to commit suicide in the first time. And the second time is unfortunately, he succeed to, you know, to take his life back. And what I'm trying to say, and also, I know there's some story come to me about soldiers from the undercover unit, special unit, had a fight in the Gaza in October 7. He back home, and he felt like he feel not good mentally. He go to talk about it. He saw the doctor. He saw the people professional about it, and they say he can still use his gun. He can still stay with his gun and he can continue his life with the gun. And he's trying to tell them, listen, I have a problem. And then let him continue to do his job. So in the time he worked, he been in the area in Israel, they had some conflict with someone. He took a knife and attacked him. So he attacked him and say Allahu Akbar and all this in Arab. He took his gun, he shoot him and kill him. Now you know where is the guy? He's in a prison. He's in prison in about 6 months already. Stay with all the people, criminal people. And I'm not saying he do right thing or bad things. It's not, I'm not the judge, okay? But I'm the guy who can tell to the government and the people take care about people suffer from PTSD. Look about those people. If those people cannot take any gun with them, okay, so you take the responsibility. You cannot say you can use your gun. And then he have a conflict in this civilian area. And he back to the war of 7th of October. And it happened what happened. So now we need to help these guys also. Because The government send them to fight to protect us civilians in Israel, and now he's alone in the prison and he's waiting for to see what's going on with him. But also the mentally have bad mentally. The wife called me, and I'm trying to see what we can figure out with the issue, this issue, because it's really, really bad on him. So if the government no wake up and to understood what's going to be happen, so believe me, they're going to be a huge tsunami of people suffering from PTSD. And after the people take their life back and commit suicide, more and more and more people. So please, if somebody hears to me, I can come everywhere, I can sit, and I can tell what we can do, because we can do something. In our organization, Trauma for Good, we let those people to become recognized, and we help them all the paperwork and all the see what we can bring them to become recognized, because you need umbrella. You need somebody to believe you and help you. And that's what we do under our organization. But I'm here to tell to my story, my personal story, because I don't want those people to commit suicide in the end.
Alors, imaginez des jeunes soldats qui ont 18, 19, 20 ans au maximum, qui ont combattu des terroristes à Gaza, qui perdent sa jambe, comme celui dont vous me parliez. On le traite, d'accord, c'est vrai, on lui donne les bonnes prothèses pour qu'il puisse marcher. Mais il n'existe pas de prothèse pour son cerveau, pour son âme, ça n'est pas possible. C'est une maladie qui ne se voit pas, mais elle est beaucoup plus grave à l'intérieur que justement ce que vous voyez. Donc, il a déjà essayé de se suicider. Et puis, évidemment, la deuxième fois, il a réussi. Et il y a beaucoup de soldats, notamment ceux qui sont dans les unités spéciales, à qui ça arrive. J'ai vu, il y a peu de temps, hein, quelqu'un qui était rescapé du 7 octobre. Il savait qu'il avait le PTSD. Il voit le docteur. Il lui dit qu'il a le syndrome post-traumatique. Et puis, finalement, on le laisse quand même continuer à porter une arme. On dit non, non, ça va, on le laisse faire son travail. Et un arabe l'attaque avec un couteau et il lui tire dessus et il le tue. Est-ce que vous savez où il se trouve en ce moment? Ben, il se trouve en prison depuis déjà 6 mois. Je ne suis pas juge, donc je ne peux pas dire si c'est bien ou mal ce qu'il a fait. Mais en tout cas, vous comprenez bien qu'il y a une responsabilité dans le fait d'avoir laissé un pistolet à cette personne qui lui-même demandait de l'aide et expliquait qu'il avait le PTSD. Sa femme m'a appelé. Alors, il faut vraiment que tout le monde se réveille dans le pays, que le gouvernement se rende compte que si on continue comme ça, on va avoir un tsunami de malades syndrome post-traumatique. Et donc, il faut absolument les aider. Il faut faire quelque chose. Et c'est pour ça, moi, je peux venir partout dans le monde où vous voulez raconter mon expérience personnelle, expliquer comment on peut faire pour les aider avec mon association Trauma for Good. On a l'habitude, mais il faut vraiment faire quelque chose maintenant. Oren, we will put the link to the Trauma for Good website, so the people who wants to help can help. Thank you so much for having been with us today, and Kola Kavod for all the work that you do.
Thank you very, very much. And this is the time when the people hear me, they can help us, Trauma for Good, and to help to our people to trying to back to their alive back in the normal as possible, okay? It's never be normal like before, but still we wish that we can do the best for them. And thank you very much for you take this information about PTSD, to let the people understood what is PTSD mean. Thank you very much.
Merci beaucoup, Oren Orbitoun, fondateur de Trauma for Good et ancien commandant de l'unité des infiltrés. Il a dit que c'était vraiment le moment d'aider notre peuple, de les aider à retourner à une vie aussi normale que possible, même si elle ne sera pas aussi normale qu'avant le 7 octobre. Have a nice day, Oren, and good luck to everyone.
Tout à l'heure, shalom.